going on, good people? Welcome to another episode of the 710 of Slickville Show. I am your host, Jay Brown, a.k.a. Mr. 710. That's once again. Hell. There we go. Boom. I'm going to start off with wishing everybody a Happy New Year. Y'all hand these streets. What up, True?
What up?
Are you living in these streets?
Why everybody mine is like texting me while I'm on the damn show.
That's because you lit.
It's about to be vibrations and good vibrations, fields of vibrations.
Yeah. What up, Sean? What's up, good people? How y'all living in these streets?
What's up?
That roll was cracking. Hey. Look, I got you loud and clear today. I don't know what you did different, but I got you today. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man. It's called an update.
Come on, man. Let's not do that.
Man.
Look, I tell y'all this all the time, but I'm excited because this is the first show of the year. Got my beard looking kind of weird because I had that joint on earlier today. Have my little mask on, have my beard all twisted up. But listen, when I tell y'all, I'm excited a different kind of way because it's a new year. But I had some time to kind of work some ideas out in my brain, and now it's a whole lot of stuff that I'm able to that I'm kind of figuring out. So I'm excited, super excited. So. We missed you last week. I was sad about that.
I know, man. That booster was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, ah, damn.
It put the paws on you, huh?
Them paws on my voice. That thing had a strangle on me like fucking Ike Turner, boy. It was like, not to mention I had to talk to students all day, so it was a blast. It was gone. I was like, I have nothing. I felt like Whitney Houston. I have nothing. Nothing.
No, I get it. I told you I was towed out for a day after that. After that second joint. But I
was good for the one and two. It was that three.
What up, bro?
It just took my voice. I felt like Ariel. All the movie references today. Nothing was coming out.
Well, look, how was your new year? How'd you bring it in?
In the house with my lion sister. Shout out to my ace for bringing it in with me. And yeah. I dyed my locks. As you can see, I'm a blondie. I'm going to go higher than this, though. I'm going to be a super blonde. Yeah, girl, she's super bad. I'm about to go platinum. About to go folks. Yeah, by February. So that's what we're looking forward to for the lockversary. For my second lockversary come February.
And we also February is the lockversary. Is there a particular day?
Yeah, February 22nd. Woo
woo. Oh, shoot. February 20th will be the 6-year anniversary of the show.
Oh, and then it's
out there.
Anniversary that month too on February the 28th. It's a lot going on. But your girl will not be here during the week of Valentine's Day. So I hate that you guys will miss my face because I will be on cruise.
Cruise. Okay, I was about to say float, flued out.
Oh, wait.
Flued out.
Fun at this year. Start off January last year. Get flued out.
Getting flued out.
Absolutely not.
I got you. I guess.
It was an instant purge.
Oh,
child, it was just a mess. It was just Jesus. Whew. The ghetto.
That's what's up. Shout out to all the people that cleaned out their Facebook friends list and then told everybody that was still on there that they cleared everybody else out. Shout out to those folks. I'm here for it.
Also got my nose pierced.
Oh, you did.
I did.
Hold on. So you, that's the second one. We talked about the first one.
I did. I can't remember. Times be passing me by. I just be like, what day is it? What time is it? What day is it? Who am I? Swear.
Yeah, everybody, we was looking up your nose 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, man.
So, hey. So look, we on New Year's we had number two and number three. And then the boy and the girl. I got you know I gotta call them like that, but number two and number three was the ones from before.
Yeah, I know. It was a house party.
My favorite, number three. You know, she loved her some Mr. Jason, y'all. But I'm not sure whose overall idea it was to be like, you know what? I'm 41. She not quite 40s. She's still mid-30s. And it would be a great idea for us to have all these kids. Like, we're going to spend New Year's with some kids instead of with some adults. Like, this, I okayed it, but I must have been a little, you know, based on she must have just finished hooking your boy up. And so I was confused. Put it like that. I'm confused. Huh?
I was bewildered. I was confused.
Yeah, when I said okay, she was like,
gotcha, bitch.
Hey, I'm gonna go ahead and we gonna have all these kids.
Dang, now she got you when you was down, my boy.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Yeah.
Take from the rule book.
Listen, at 9:48, I'm looking around like,
damn,
I'm tired of all of them at this point. Even my favorite, like, hey, y'all ain't sleepy yet? This is the worst thing to tell a kid. All right, tonight, y'all ain't got no bedtime. Y'all can just kind of stay up as late as you want.
Say less. Activate. Unite, Power Rangers. It is on 10 in that bitch.
Who you? Why you say that?
Point.
why you say that? Like, no, this ain't what this is about to be. What am I? Yeah, we ain't about to do this all night. And so I asked the boy. I said, hey, my man, what time do you plan on going to bed? I know she said that you could stay up. You ain't got no bedtime, but what time are you going to bed?
Who said that? Who was saying that? Never.
Hey, my man was like, I don't know. 10 a.m.?
You know, when it gets real heavy on the eyelids, you know, 10, maybe even.
A.m.? My man said 8 a.m. Like, I was like, so what you going to do all that time? I don't know. No, you're gonna have to figure something out.
I was 10 his answer, though.
10 a.m. It was, I don't know. And I was like, oh, so I guess I'm going to just have to send you to bed when I'm tired of y'all. Long story short, at 10:57, she was tired of them.
Ah! All right, y'all.
Time to do the countdown. 10:57. Now, you living in Central Standard Time, Mountain Time, Pacific Time, you can do that. Hey, you got some countdowns that's on his way. You stay on the West Coast, you got three countdowns before it get to you.
I tell you, I stayed up until 3. Wish my family. I was like, hey, y'all better be glad y'all got a text. Hell of people didn't get no text from me. Shit.
Yeah. Man, listen, when I tell you 10:57, we was like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year.
They didn't know the damn difference. Po babies.
We toasted them up at 10:57. Hey, I will say, we poured them up some of that Welch's sparkling. They had it's a apple grape that don't quite taste the same.
I know. My sister was drinking it and doing her little dance at 12. I said, why do you have a and waving it around like, hey? I said, ma'am, she's on practicing.
It ain't what it used to be. She was gonna make sure she made it though.
She did.
getting down on that Welch's.
And that material, girl.
it's just not what it used to be. Just not what it used to be. I don't like the Welch's no more. I used to feel like Welch's was non-alcoholic Moscato d'Asti.
Oh, that if you let it sit for a month, it'll ferment into wine.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
It is. It's non-alcoholic Moscato d'Asti. Like it's exactly.
It, you know what it is? It's literally, I don't know the name of it, but it's that that black bottle with all them daggone colorful shapes on it.
Stella Rosa?
It's something else. It's not Stella Rosa. I don't know what that is, but that shit dangerous. It's like drinking a Four Loko. I don't know what that crap is. I was on 10 one time when I drank that. I said, no. I ain't gonna be able to do it. Like, I don't know what this is or what in this bottle. I'm gonna figure out the bottle. I'm gonna post it on my page. I'm gonna send it to you. I don't know what it's called, but that joint is not safe. Whatever it is.
What up, babe? What up, Pops? Yeah. You know, I was glad. Babe, we were just talking about how horrible of an idea. But the good thing was it kept us safe, though. We weren't out there in them streets. Omarion still out there tripping. You know what I'm saying?
Now he gave a whole public service announcement. I am an entertainer.
It's this not me. It's not me. It's not me. I promise I'm not doing that to people.
Because you know, they day for Y2J, people were calling it B2K. They was like, we're not doing this again. We're not doing this again. We're not going to blame you for something else. I'm putting out a public statement. Stop. Stop it. It was the amount of reels I've seen, amount of TikToks. The most clever one was the one I saw was where this dude had a Q-tip, and it was Omarion doing that. Dim, 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 dim. Zoom, 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 zoom.
They're not going to let him win. He can't win. It's over.
He's trending. At least it's relevant.
For the wrong reason.
But comes right on time.
For the wrong reasons. Like, I am seeing them, you know, on social media a whole lot more. It's crazy, like, how fast these rates going up. Excuse me. And then you got these, I'm guilty. I am guilty from the standpoint of, like, when I go out to a restaurant, of course I'm going to be eating, so I'm not pulling down every time. When I go bowl, I keep my mask on the whole time.
I'm pulling up. Back down. That was me at Hudson Grill yesterday. I was like,
"Look, and we." it's weird. How many people did you see? Because this is what I'm guilty of. How many people do you see walk into the restaurant with a mask on, sit down, and they all take their shits off?
And this was weird. I was in Midtown at Hudson Grill, and literally, there was not a soul in there with a mask on coming in. With a mask on going out, a mask on throughout. I was the only one in Hudson Grill.
So they was in there just raw dogging.
Killing the air. Refurbishing that, like, trading, putting it down like it was cards, domino, uno, get me out of here. I was ready to go. I said, yeah, I don't care how lit I am right now. I'm keeping this mask on. Y'all not catch me slipping.
But they was out there raw dogging so tough. And you know, it's funny because it's like I was talking to a buddy of mine, and we were having a conversation about this, and we was just like, damn, I almost feel like that dude that was like, you know what, I got that first one off, I can take this rub off, she ain't got nothing. She ain't got nothing, I'm straight. I'm just
It's giving Zeke from
jump back in that thing. Like, I'm like, listen, why do we do these things? So I say we, but them, and But in most cases, I got my mask on the whole time. Restaurants is the one time. As if we got this bubble over our booth.
Do not care.
Not happening.
Treadmill earlier underneath the fan, because that's the only way I can stay cool enough to where I can breathe. I just said, F all of this. I'm going to do the stair climber. I'm above it all. It's pushing the air down, so I'm above it all. I was like, I'll do my 25 up here. I'll do my legs and get on. I'm not about to do this. My legs about to be strong as hell. I don't know what my upper body going to look like, considering it's too much. It's too much going on in these streets. But you know what? We can't be scared of it, because honestly, you lay down, you get put down. That's where I'm at with it.
Hey, I mean, it's here. Like, it's here.
It's like that cousin that got out of jail and they got nowhere else to go. Literally.
Can we stay at your house?
Cousin that got out of jail and ain't got nowhere else to go.
Can they stay at your house?
What one?
Can they stay at your house?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I hate to see it.
Come on, cuz. I ain't got nowhere to go. Look, speaking of...
Ouch. You know, there's a lot of people with floors.
Speaking of a leg workout, we... right before New Year's, we had all five of them. We had number one with us, too. We went to this trampoline place. The little... Listen.
Time now, my boy.
It was bad, y'all. It was bad because I walked in there. I had my little fit on or whatever with zero intentions on jumping. Zero intentions on jumping. Like, I look at all that stuff like that, like it's for kids, like it's not going to be able to support my weight or anything like that. And so I get in there.
I'm here. Like a watch clock.
I get in there and the guy, we pay for it. And then the guy's like, hey, here's some socks for you too. And I'm like, hey, bro, I don't need the socks. You can keep them. You straight.
Hey,
he was like,
I need them.
Look, my man was like, go ahead and take these socks, fam. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I'm going to go ahead and give you these socks so you can get your jump on, bro. I appreciate you bringing them kids.
Absolutely was jumping with them damn kids.
I was out there. Look, 10 minutes in, I was in a full sweat. I was in a full damn sweat. I'm like, that damn, I'm hot.
He pulled
my
hair. Kids still got the same clothes on, jacket on, still jumping around like nobody's business.
I'm in there shooting baskets. I'm shooting baskets with them kids. I'm out here jumping and flipping and doing all this other stuff. Now, my wife is talking about how I was in there jumping with them kids and all this stuff. But I just had to lead that into, yo, we saw the worst. Let me just say, I saw the most ancient kid that I've ever seen in my life. The most ancient, out of control kid that I've seen in my life. And when I tell you this boy, I wanted to punch him, but I'm like, I'm cool, I'm sweaty, let me stay over in my business. I'm too big to be up in Nate business. And I'm jumping, I'm out there with the kids, and there was this, what up, Shark? There was this little white girl.
My man.
This little white girl that kept jumping on my trampoline. Like, I'd be in one square, and then she'd come jump in my square. And I'm like, hold on. I don't want nothing to happen to you. Let me go jump in another square.
Heisman the child. I'm sorry. You have to.
And then she came and jumped in my square again. I'm like, hold on.
Not your wife. And for eternity. Lord.
Okay. All right. So, them two... The ancient boy and this super friendly girl,
they were together.
Now here's the deal. they got these, you know how you jump in the little pits and they got the little square joints. This ancient boy was taking them joints and throwing them out. throwing them out the pit. Boom, 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 boom. And so the... Give me a minute. So the guy that was running the place, he comes in and he's pushing all of them back in.
Right.
Well, actually, the guy was putting them back in from when some other kids was playing. The ancient boy jumps in the pit and starts throwing them out as the guy was, as the black dude was putting them back in. Uh-huh. It's a little white boy. He throwing them out, the dude pushing them in. And so the guy was like, all right, I ain't going to say nothing to him. I'm going to just chill. Now, little dancing diva that's in this little chat room, dancing diva decides to go over there and say, you know, go over there and say something to the boy. Pulls him out.
Now pull him out.
Hey, little boy, stop all that. And so we end up, we push the balls back in, you know, just as a small show of appreciation for him letting us get them socks for free and jump for free.
Right.
All right, we put him back in. The little boy called himself getting mad. This dude went to another pit, the little kitty pit. I'm talking about he just going to town.
Not the kitty pit. Wait a minute. What kind of omen child are you?
He just taking all the little blocks, throwing them out the kitty pit.
Out the kitty pool.
At this point, I'm jumping again. I'm not paying no attention to this boy. I'm not mad at nothing. Listen, I turn around.
Your wife, honey.
My wife has this little boy in a bear hug / full Nelson, and picked him up out the thing.
DDT!
Picked him up out the thing. Now I'm looking at her. Like, you're going to get us locked up. You're going to get us locked up.
That should have been damn doing.
First of all, don't be picking up other people's kids. Don't be out here.
Fine. Wink.
You grabbing this little white kid and he looking like he in distress. And you just... Yeah, you got them all yanked up. Baby, you about to get us locked up. You're going to get us locked up. Leave that little boy alone. Now, she's already. This is after.
Nah, in her defense, he was messing with a smaller child and no one saw it. So she intervened like a normal maternal mother. You know what I'm saying?
She intervened with an elbow drop and a full Nelson. She had already... Listen, she had already went down and took some balls from this boy, because the balls that people were shooting with, he would get a rebound and then go down. He would go down. He'd take the ball out the play area to the table where he was at. And his little mom's was like, or grandmother or whoever, this lady that was with him.
This is how we have uniformers. The people like your wife did not step in. You know what? I'm with your wife. I'm sorry. I'm not one in the market when a kid acting out, running around. Get up, Joy. So wouldn't stop that shit. Like, I'm gonna...
Let me tell you, she intervened on this little boy hitting somebody else's kids. Now, had he been hitting number two, number three, what?
She just said he tried to hit her.
That's because she jumped in a place that she ain't had no business. See, I got bit because I jumped in and I should have just let it happen. I should have just let that happen. But I got in wrong. She, first off, it wasn't none of the kids that came with us. My man's the little boy who was getting hit by a little white boy. My man's on his phone. He was liking TikTok videos. This. And he was liking TikTok videos. And my wife.
He is a dog. Showed,
yeah. That happened on Christmas Day. My wife put her cape on, dove in there with an elbow drop, hit the little boy. He swung at her. She put him in a full Nelson bear hug and dragged him out. I was like, come on, man.
This story is just gracefully.
First of all, don't get us locked up.
Next suicide, you're like serial killer. You like all that. Good job, sis.
First of all, what would a kid need to do? What would a kid need to do in order for you to put your hands on somebody else's kid, not somebody else's kid that you're taking care of, a stranger's kid?
This happened. This definitely happened to me. So I was in the supermarket. So I was in that daggone Kroger. Something in that daggone Kroger. The little yeehaw decided it was going to be a good idea as I'm looking on the shelf for food. I was doing Instacart at the time. And his mom wasn't looking. His mom was not paying attention. He's like hitting her with the cart. And I'm looking like, she's pushing it away. She's not telling him to stop. Pushing it away. Does it again. I'm looking like, dude, you're just not going to pop him. You're just not going to say no. Okay, cool. Bet. But then he looks at me. Now I'm ground level. I'm stooped down looking for this item. He turns the cart my way. I said, motherfucker, I wish you would. Before I knew it. His mom turned around. He started inching that cart. Before I knew it, that cart was coming toward me. I will not lie. Lord, I do not ask for forgiveness. I took that cart and I jammed the little nigga right in his head with that damn cart. And he started crying and hit the floor. His mama looked at me, looked at the cart, and she said, Levent and say, get up. She didn't say nothing to me. It's like she was like, thank you, because I'm tired of talking to him. Did not care. I did not care. Bop! Hit him straight with that cart. You're not going to hit me. You're not going to play with me. I'm the wrong one to play with. I ain't got no kids. But all right. I will hit your chat. Boop.
For the record, because they're not going to be able to hear this on the see this on the podcast on iHeart. Just for the record, she did not hit them with a... She did not hit that little boy with a flying elbow.
I took the front end of the cart that he was coming.
I'm talking about my wife.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about my wife. I don't want her to get locked up. I just wanted to be like, hey, you know, I don't want nobody to be like, oh, she in child care and she out here talking about us. Hey. and then went ham on one of them kids. That did not happen.
The kid that tried to come at me deserved it. The little boy deserved it. She saved a life. She probably saved tons of lives because later on down the line, he probably would have been the kid that found a gun in the house, tried to shoot damn school. So, you know what? Congratulations to your wife for intervening on life circumstances that probably could have happened later. Kudos to her. Can we get a clap for your wife? Thank you.
That little boy gonna be racist. Yeah, he gonna be racist. He gonna hate black people in a way that he not gonna understand why the girl that he was with is like, hey, he's cool.
Rest of his life. And watch karma giving black teachers for the rest of his life. That's what little white ass get. Sorry, I'm not racist. I say that right now. But I will not tolerate stupid shit from kids. I do not tolerate that. You in grown folks' business, I'm gonna look at you like, that look gonna be a thunk next. You gonna get the hell up out of here. I'm good for pensions, my kids. And walking up.
I don't mess with other people's kids unless they in my house. Other than that, I don't deal with them. I don't say nothing to them random ass kids that be outside talking crazy and cussing and doing all that stuff.
Jokers that was on my porch. Just MF for this, MF for that. That's where the hoes at. I open my door. I'm in here working. They're so loud. My windows are closed. Open that door. I said, say another MF-er. Say where the hoes at again. I'm pop all y'all. Y'all ain't but damn 12. Your balls ain't dropped. Go home. Do some damn chores and read a book.
So yeah. they the ones that didn't leave their water dripping. See? Had you set up.
Badass kids.
Had you set up. But you know what? That right there, They're right there. Like, I feel like when I was younger, I was like, all right, you know what? I need to say something. I need to help these youth. And then, like, as I'm getting older, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have to fight nobody's parents. And I don't feel like getting locked up. So I'm going to just let you do your thing. I'm going to get the strap. And then when you come my way, I'm going to have to fire.
Your method is your method. Your wife's method is her method. Either way, I know that kid understood the assignment after that.
No. He didn't change.
He didn't change?
No.
Chip will strap him.
This little boy had to be, the manager had to come drag him out the balls, out the little pit. He had to get in the pit because he wouldn't go to his guardian. The manager dude had to go get in the pit, grab him, drag him out the pit, and take him through the back way.
When we see him on the news in 10 years, you can say you tried to intervene, period. Period. We know when they bad, they just gone. Some apples is just all the way damn rotten.
Right. On this, you should have went ahead and dropped him in one of them sleepers.
Down in the ball, if you like.
Hey, go to sleep. Go to sleep. Look, ain't no cameras over here.
I see. No.
At this point, I mean, I was watching, but I was like, hey, man, I felt bad that he had to do it. That lady had zero control over this kid.
And that beat it.
Zero control.
I just can look at you like, black fathers, they just stand there. They just stand there. Black fathers will walk up on you and just stand there. Just the presence of a black... Shit, let me get my shit together. A black mama give you them laser eyes. Didn't I just tell your black ass? But these little children, you got to get with them for some reason because they just feel like, oh, he's just expressing himself. Watch this. So am I. Bop!
See that?
Expression is taking different forms called creative art. Art is... See that? Period. Yeah. Kids are bad.
Yeah. Kids? I do feel like... I don't feel like he's had his reckoning. Like, he hadn't had that reckoning, or nobody has ever put that... gave him that understanding that if you act like this, X will happen. If you act like this, don't you embarrass me in public. Or else, like, we've all heard, don't you embarrass me in public. That type of...
touch nothing, don't ask for nothing, don't look at nothing. And if you ask me for something, we're going to have a problem. We always had that talk before we get out of the car. They don't do that. The kids just fling open doors, get out, start walking willy-nilly in the damn parking lot, running and shit. Like, I just don't know. Parenting on two different sides is definitely different. I can see that in my own brother's household. My nephew, his mom could say something, stop, cut. And my brother would be like, hey, my nephew will stop dead in his track, like, shit. He like, oh, guy. He know which parent to get away with stuff with.
The end. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the boy and the girl, they look at me like I'm the mean. They don't ask me for nothing.
That's that presence. That's what I'm talking about. You don't have to say anything. Y'all could just woke up and it's like, shit, let me get it together.
But had I walked up on that little boy, I wouldn't have touched him. Ain't no touching going on here. I'm not gonna...
It's always the mothers who have to put their hands on the kid. It's never the father. It's always the mothers.
Not doing that. Not doing that now. I can't say that I ain't never wanted to put my hands on them kids. You know what? I told this story a few years ago where we got number two a bike for Christmas. And for some reason, he thought it would be a great idea to try to ride his bike in between my Ultima Challenger and hit both of them. left a little scratch on the yeah. And then he ran the bike into the light pole. And I'm like, how do you do that? And we got almost 3 acres out here. So what are you doing? Like, what are you doing? And so the boy and the girl got bikes for Christmas this year.
I saw.
They outside playing. I gotta send you this video, right? I got two videos I gotta send you. We out here, we and my wife, we sitting in the living room, and next thing you know, we hear, the hell just happened? We pull up the camera. We see the girl riding her bike down the driveway into the house. Kaboom. Ran into the house.
She forgot how to function the brakes.
Next thing you know, like, I'm talking about, it's probably about 45 minutes later, I hear,
oh, you want to do it too?
The boy ran into my car. He ran into the back of both cars. Hey, man.
Now I see why you moved up.
Come on, man. We got way too much area out here.
That big.
For you to be running into the house and for him to be running into our vehicles. So come on, man. What are you doing?
I don't cry. This shit is like wearing sandals, especially if you don't have them in sport mode. Good sis couldn't get her levers like she needed to. I keep telling people to wear them damn Crocs. They're going to catch y'all flipping.
She ain't no Crocs. She just ran into the house. She didn't even have her feet on the pedals. It just went directly into the house.
She forgot how to function the brake. They forget to press back. Press back for brake. Press back. Mm-hmm. For brake.
You got the little handle joints.
I know. Squeeze. Work right. Those never really got like how they have back in the day. Like, they used to do the anti-brake shit. I'm like, hey, bitch, like, grip. Like, what is this? That Huff bike I had for my cousin? No. Shit never did what it was supposed to do. And we had a downhill situation. I had to just expel from the bike because I was like, it's not giving what it should have gave. It's not.
You're right. Yeah, they hit the ejecto-cito, cuz. Well, look.
Any person who has one of those nice little marks on their kneecaps, on the side of their kneecaps, or somewhere, we all have that one mark of, I've been outside, because I am a child that was before millennials. Everybody got one mark on their body from hitting the pavement.
Here. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
That's how you know we was outside. You had to be there.
these kids don't like going outside. And you know what? It was crazy. So a couple days ago, they went outside. It had rained a little bit, but it was still warm. They come back outside. They come back in the house like 5 minutes later, like, oh, you know what? It's too wet out there, and we don't have enough space to ride our bikes. Okay, cool. You want me? I move the car because I want you back outside. I move both vehicles. That's one thing to move one car. It's another thing to have to move two. My wife had turned on, like, before they went out the first time, my wife hadn't had the TV on. We don't turn the TV on because they get addicted to the TV and they won't do anything. With as long as the TV on, they won't do anything but watch TV. They like,
they be glued. Kids out.
They came inside. They came back in the house 10 minutes later. I'm talking about the TV was on. They was like, yo, all right, I'm gonna go move this. I'm gonna go move the cars. I moved the cars. Came back in. And I'm like, all right, man, I moved the car. Y'all can go outside now. They was like, no, we good. We good on that, Mr. Jason. We don't want to go out. Excuse me? Oh, yes, the hell y'all do want to go out. I just moved two vehicles. Y'all will take y'all black asses outside. I promise you will. I promise you will. Now you're talking about y'all don't have enough outside, and now that I moved two vehicles, then you're talking about you don't want to go outside no more.
Outside. Man, we didn't care about no rain. We didn't care about no sleet, no damn snow. We could be outside, away from our parents calling our damn name. That's all we needed. Because I tell you, I had PTSD for Christmas. My mama called my name so many damn times. I was like, girl, what is going on? Stop calling my name.
And she needed you.
Child, and it was for nothing that she needed me for. Got there and didn't even remember what she needed. Oh, we ain't doing this. We not doing this. Like, my sister got them 18-year-old knees that keep getting up and down every time you call her. We not gonna keep calling my name. My ace was like, girl, I love you. She said, but I'm tired of hearing your name.
It be like that.
Yeah, like, they don't understand anymore. I guess because kids don't have to be chores. They don't have to hear nagging and stuff. Parents just, like, pacify them with items, with technology, so they don't have to, like, do anything.
Yeah, we don't do that. We don't do that no more.
Y'all have them do chores in the house?
Yeah. We need to make them do more. Like, the little girl was like, she said to me and my wife, we her slaves. And I was like, oh, that's a good way to get more work put on your plate. Oh, she might have been playing. But it came out of mouth. It's too late. I heard it. I can't unhear it. And now I can't do nothing else for you. You about to be Kunta, whatever you're like. Kunta the girl. I'm like, Kuntera. I'm like, you have messed up here.
Kuntanetta, come here.
And this is where you went wrong. But, you know, she one of those people where her mouth is going to keep her in trouble. Hey, Bobby's going to keep her in trouble.
She got to learn one day.
Hey, and you know what? You learn who to mess with. You learn what to say. You know, when you get a little bit older and whatnot. I watched this boxing match this weekend. It was a fight card of all heavyweights. Mm-hmm. It was a fight card of all heavyweights. And the bad thing about a fight card of all heavyweights, I don't know how much boxing you watch, but all heavyweight, the heavyweight is 201 pounds and up. 201 pounds, which for me, if I got down to 201 pounds, I feel like I would look real, real skinny.
You'd be lean.
Nobody that was fighting on Saturday looked like they were lean at all.
296.
All of them was heavy for real. Like, none of them looked like they worked out at all. But you know what? We ain't gonna run. We ain't gonna lift weights. We ain't gonna do no crunches. All we gonna do is throw punches. That's it.
They was giving Barry White. They was giving Luther Vandross. They was giving Ruben Studded.
Yeah. They were clearly
giving big boys.
Clearly on the big show side of the game. And so I got to looking in the main event. It was this 42-year-old going again. I forget how old Charles Martin is, but it was Luis Ortiz versus Charles Martin, and they spent a whole lot of time talking about how old Luis Ortiz was. And so I was like, man, I got to thinking, like, y'all look horrible with y'all shirts off. Let me just go ahead and put that out there first. Like, y'all look horrible with y'all shirts off.
There, just in the ring.
And I don't work out like that. I don't work out like I used to. And so, because I don't work out like I used to, I would probably look worse than them. And just considering that, I'm sure that you guys have 6 weeks to get yourself together. And okay, Charles Martin is 35 years old.
That's my age. Yeah. And they don't look age?
Charles Martin, he's not in the best of shape, but he's not horrible. He's not horrible.
Still doing something wrong, darling.
What?
That's 86, babe. What you doing?
I'm like, yo, he's 6'5", and I'm sure he's probably about 250. And the other guys probably around the same size. They look like they were close in size. But I could imagine at 41 deciding that I'm going to sign this piece of paper saying that I'm going to go in here and have somebody try to punch me as hard as they can. That's not in the game plan. They can't. not the game plan. I can't do it. And so when they sitting there, they were fighting, they kept showing Luis Ortiz, he's the 42-year-old. They kept showing his kids. Well, and every time it was bring your kid to work day. And every time they showed him, he was looking bad in the first part of the fight. He was looking real bad. And every time they panned to the kids, they was crying. I was like, come on, man. These kids struggling.
You look horrible. I gotta explain this to my friends over Zoom.
It happened.
Yeah, KO.
Ortiz. They had his word they call starched in boxing, when you get hit so hard that you kinda you fall and you starch like some jeans. Well, Charles Martin got starched standing up. Like, he got knocked into the matrix. He got hit so hard that he looked like he forgot that he was in the boxing match. Like, he got hit, put his hands down and looked to the side.
Neo, come back.
Hell,
get up.
My man's got hit so hard, it looked like he was like, damn, wait, how'd I get here? Like, it was that. Like, he stopped fighting, put his hands down, was looking around like, wait, what happened? Lord. Somebody get the license plate to that truck. It was so bad. I said, damn. He got knocked down, his arm all twisted up in the ropes and whatnot. And at that moment, I was so glad that I did not take boxing as my sport of choice. Because once again, I always say that this is unlike basketball, unlike baseball, where you can bat 300. So you can do bad 7 out of 10 times, and you know, with them 3 times.
Always still, I don't care what nobody says. Even
get
though,
paid.
Like, you still caught a body to the mouth, to the face, somewhere at some point. Talking about some non-contact sport. Shit. I had a whole contact get popped.
Yeah. But boxing on pay-per-view in front of a crowd of people, you can't scrap it out. And then you get starched. You get knocked into a glitch.
Hey, for that, they just went to Bella Noche and got a section and started fighting.
You know what? Charles Martin's, the best thing that happened to him is that it was on pay-per-view and nobody really wanted to buy it. The worst part about it is that one person saw him get hit so hard that he forgot where he was at.
And it was
why? Why he was still standing up. All it takes is one.
Up and be like, talking to you reckless, I knock you out. And no, you not. What? And bring up that fight? Over
yeah.
And don't say nothing to that kid for the rest of your life. Don't try to stand up against that kid. Don't try to talk shit to your child. Don't think you can raise your voice at that child after this moment. This was not the perfect day to bring your child to work day. This was not it.
I don't know what the conversation is.
Why they were crying? They lost respect for their parental.
No, their father won. It was the other guy that got hit so hard, but the other guy.
Kids won there, right?
Huh?
His kids won there, right?
They didn't show his. They, yeah, he had family there, and they was lit in the beginning. They made a comment that Martin's family is feeling good and enjoying this time. Until he got hit into this.
Hit the pause button. The glitch in the matrix.
It's like that, damn. And so.
On TikTok, thought he was going to hit this chick. But little dude, how crazy she was. She hit that boy so hard. She hit him into the matrix. She said, bet you'll never do that again. And recorded it. I was like, Lord.
What's the conversation you have?
Don't know.
What's the conversation you have with that person? Because, you know, if it's a one-on-one street fight, you hope ain't nobody recording. You fighting on TV.
See, back in the day, we got away with those. Unless you had ghetto bro. Remember, get them?
Yeah.
The random cameras back in the day. They was glitchy, but they was giving. Somebody had a little hand recorder. Like, ooh, 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 they into it. Now, oh, no, everybody got a gag on camera. You're up like a 4K instantly. It's bad. You can't even revive.
They done zoomed in. They done put rings coming off you like Sonic. They done, you got memes of you falling down. I'm talking about
The Matrix. I'm surprised that didn't get put out.
Hey, listen, when I tell you, if I just can't have that happen. Like that can't happen. It's gonna be all bad.
He was in the White Snakes with Morpheus.
So that made me think about that that church punch. I know we all probably seen that video of that guy.
That man said, "Pass the communion plate." I'm not gonna tell you again.
I said I needed $15 back from this $20 that I put in the collection plate. I gotta get home, fam.
Wait. So
Deacon Richard, you taking too long to bring me my change. Like, you ain't supposed to be sitting down. You supposed to be giving me my change.
You told me you didn't have any money, but you put $100 in the collection plate. I gotta bite you.
I gotta get my change though.
Very much. You told me that you did not come to this church, yet you sitting in the front row. In my Bing bing.
What's up, E?
Bing bing.
Like my man was like, I put $100 in. I thought I told you. I thought, cause you know when the plate came back, he was like, hey, I need change. I put $100 in there.
It was giving, the deacons were fighting because somebody shorted him the Sunday before and he figured out it was him taking from the collection plate. Had to do it,
I was proud of my man because bro came in there with his mask on too. He was like, you know, I'm gonna piece you up with this mask on. I'm gonna be safe, and I'm not gonna wait till after church because I'm gonna piece you up right quick, and then we gonna have this benediction right now. Like, we gonna pray. I'm in a good place to ask for forgiveness for what I'm about to do. And so...
You can tell he prayed before he did it, but the spirit... What would make you
punch somebody at church?
Huh?
What would make you punch somebody at church?
Oh, somebody say something wrong about my mom singing? Oh, no, it's dead. I'm sorry. I got to get with you. You a liar. Somebody say something about my mom in church. I'm getting with your ass. I don't care. My mom is saved all the way. You know what I'm saying? She be up there. You know, she real sanctified. The Lord's still working on me. I'm going to get with you, your ass. I don't care. My mom.
So hold on.
Bitch, I'm in the right place. I'm that 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I will get with your ass. Don't play with me about my mom. I do not care.
So if they sitting in the pew next to you or two rows back and you hear them say, man, she all up, Kika.
I know the fuck you lie. Like, it will be the slur that will...
That ain't even the words.
He doing? I'm like, hey, Pastor Lee, but they trying my mom. What did you say?
She don't know the words.
I care.
She don't know the words. She need the book.
Somebody would say something about my mom at that church. I'm telling you, it's going to take an army of Christ, but I'm going to get with your ass. That's just it, period. I don't care. I will pray for you humbly after I already got with your ass, too. I'm like, Lord, let's come together right now, Father God. Period. Someone tried it. That the prayer will be ended there. I'm stolen off on anybody who talk about my mom. I do not care. My mom was hard today. Too much for the church. Listen, she talk about the church. literally in a good way. You say something about my mom, I'm coming before you and raining down on you like the vessel I am coming from Christ. And they said, heaven has no spawn, but it might be me. I'm coming for your ass if you talk about my mom. I don't care. That's just it. Sorry, y'all. That has happened. I'm just, listeners right now, be warned. That is all.
Oh, they gonna try you now. They gonna, what church you go to? What church you belong to?
Up on you, nigga. Put some respect on her name, I swear.
What church you belongs to?
I ain't even gonna put it in park. You open the door while you moving, it automatically go in park. So listen, it's up from there. My car already knows what's going on with me. It's up. I'm coming for you. That's it. I don't care. That would be the one thing. It would have to be my mom. It would be my mom. My sister, I could talk something down for. You know what I'm saying? But my mom, knowing that she is a pillar of the church, Oh, absolutely not.
I'm like, Sister Robinson, please calm down back there, Sister Robinson. Your wolf is out, Sister Robinson, while you're out there trying to fight these people. You dressed and came up, and your wolf is out, Sister Robinson.
Yeah, we gonna test the security's abilities today. You ain't gonna say nothing about that, Mama. I know that. That's what it is.
Deacon Roger, get one of them blankets for the nurses, because Sister Robinson's wolf is out. Hold on.
Two wheel sweatpants on Nike up. What we doing? I do not care.
I mean, that's that day. You're not coming in there. You don't go there like that randomly.
Sometimes you are.
You don't go there like that randomly. Like, you wouldn't like that this Sunday.
Darling, man, you would never catch me with any wolf in any ad, darling.
They gonna be like, look, Sister Robinson out there fighting. Look,
high impact ready. I do not play games. Don't play with me, and I won't play with you. Don't play with me, and I will not play for you.
Hey, real quick, before we get out of here, though, I want to talk about this Dr. Dre divorce. We had this conversation.
Now he has to pay $1 million.
Yeah, ain't nothing. Dang that. We talked about alimony, like, it was probably about 4 years ago when Derrick Fisher got divorced. And his wife got all that money, and we was like, yo, this lady ain't made no baskets. She ain't crossed nobody over, she ain't hit no game winners. Now, yeah, she has some kids, but we started talking about maintaining her standard of life. And I'm like, hey, just break her off. Like, I feel like Dr. Dre got off easy. Shout out to his lawyers. Now, yeah, it's a ridiculous amount to regular people to have to pay somebody $239,000 a month. That's a salary for a whole lot. That's a yearly salary for a whole lot of people. And that might be at least 3 years for some people.
Yeah, it's a lifetime for most.
And you getting that per month plus like clothing allowances and entertainment allowances and all this other nonsense. And I'm like, listen, I don't think she spit no bars. She ain't make no beats. She did have some kids, and they were together for 24 years. I get it. Good job. He got off good, though. He got off good, because Juanita Jordan, $450 million, and she ain't make no jumpers, and now one of them kids is good at basketball.
Her
them dudes suck.
Say nail net, because nail net definitely sent me a daggone notice of, hey, about your student loans. About to hit her up. I know you got it. I'm just saying, I know you got it, sis.
Yeah, like it's that wow, yo. It's wild, like the amount of money that they gets paid around. Yeah, Juanita had great lawyers. MJ was like, hey, let me just go ahead and let me just drop off this $450 million and kind of keep it moving. And this was some years ago. MJ done made a whole lot of other bad decisions with women, you know, since then. But for Juanita to get $450 and for this lady to get $100 Hey, she called the wrong people.
Hey, man. He hit her with that. You wasn't witness shooting in the gym. I don't know. I just feel like if you played your part and you were a wife, you did have children, you know what I'm saying? And your children also have become accustomed to a certain lifestyle. Why is the wife not appointed exactly what she's asking for? Because it's like, it's not that she's just upholding the lifestyle, but she's upholding the lifestyle for your children. That par. You know what I'm saying?
Until she's gonna live with me.
It'll never be to get on her feet, because she will never get to where where you are on your feet. Does that make sense? Unless you guys
say it again.
Business during the time that you guys were married. You get what I'm saying? To where she's getting some extra residual money, it makes sense. But to walk around, to walk away with literally $450 million versus a mil, I think that was kind of selfish. I'm not gonna lie, it is.
I mean, first of all,
a mil, Jay.
No, she got $100 million.
Regardless, add some zeros. It doesn't matter. It's still $100 million, and it's like that still doesn't adapt for the things she's probably had to endure over the time. How she's had to shrink herself over time. How many things she's had to deal with on hush hush at the time with not no disclaimers. Like, you just don't know. There's mad shit in the background that we probably don't see, which we probably
won't. Hold on, but I will ask this question. Just playing devil's advocate.
Do it.
In these situations, whether it's Derek Fisher's wife or any of these celebrity, I'm gonna just use wives or whatever. Would they, if they never met this dude? Shout out to James Worthy. Who complains about $100 million? Because that's something that they probably, if we're being honest, can we say? Because he still was going to be Dr. Dre.
True.
Can we say that she would have been anywhere close, and she may have, to his total net worth of $800 million if she wasn't with him? As a lawyer, yeah, she going to make money. She can make money. Would she even make $100 million that she got from him? As a lawyer...
No.
Okay. So what's the problem?
That's why I said you're saying 100 mil is same as the equivalent of 100 mil. That's why I'm saying it's just 100 mil. Because literally that can go in a splice of her trying to find a house. That's her trying to get her shit together. That's
they
her
still paying for the house. She ain't got to move. She don't have to move. She getting the property. She getting two.
This is what I'm saying. It's like she has to liquidate things for them to amount for the amount of money that's going to take for her to even to subpar to what she was already used to, that you got her used to this, a thing that she never asked for. You get what I'm saying? Something that she didn't ask for. So it's like, at the same point, I see where you're coming from, but to her standard too, it's like that background chatter noise that she's had to deal with. That's a lot. That's a lot. Being
next to her,
that's a lot. That is a lot.
Listen, I would walk right past that woman. I wouldn't know who she was.
You wouldn't know who she is the same way I know who the fuck she is walking on the street. The same way if you walk past Eddie Murphy's wife, you wouldn't know who she was. Damn, she's...
I would absolutely know who Nicole Murphy is.
You're wild. Okay,
I would absolutely know who she is.
Be exotic, damn it. You just like...
But at the same time, okay, here's the deal. Nicole Murphy Nicole Murphy, yes, you have to deal with, yes, that was Eddie Murphy's wife. Yes, you have to deal with, oh, Drea Kelly, that was R. Kelly's wife. At the same time, they made those decisions.
It's the weight of the same
thing. They weren't hostages. They weren't hostages.
Wow.
Listen, let me ask you this.
If that's the case, if we actually took away from the fact that Ike Turner was beating freaking Tina Turner to a pulp, right? We take that away. What was the one thing that she asked for? Her name. Fuck the money. She wanted her name, right?
She got it.
But you're saying that things don't keep people hostage. Mental abuse is a thing. Physical abuse is a thing. Spiritual abuse is a thing. You don't know what the fuck this woman had to deal with being with this person for so many years, encapsulated, to say she was not enslaved. To say she could just walk away. Shit, she couldn't have.
It's 24 years.
That's 24 years. Yes, you choose it. That's the choice you make for better or for worse, right? But it's like the first case is, damn, I helped you emotionally build to where you need to be and dealing with the shit that you had to deal with on the backside of your business to make sure you felt like an uplifted king at the end of the day, your fucking household, to make sure I didn't bring you drama. I didn't put no shit on you.
First of all, are we sure?
I can't say that. That's why I said
okay, but you're saying it.
But that's what I'm saying. We don't say, oh, here's a meal. Here's a shit. That's like giving somebody fucking one ply when you got two ply at the house.
But here's the deal. If you still got toilet paper, don't you? You can still wipe your ass.
Say you're not going to do that. You're
okay, because this was the conversation that we had back a few years ago.
It's not the same. Quality of toilet paper is not the same.
You just got to use more.
100 mil is just like saying she has a mil. That's why I said what the fuck I say.
Wait, 101 is the same?
It's all insane when you have to battle it down for what this woman had to get and deal with and whatever the fuck expedition they had going on between their relationship, hell open or not. That's like fucking Jada Pinkett right now telling Will Smith, yeah, you gonna get a dollar for this marriage. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? All the shit I had to deal with your bitch ass? You gonna tell me I'm only worthy of $100 million? That's it? As much as I put in for the same amount of time into this marriage, and you...
But how much did he put into the marriage? Or was he just not... He didn't have no contribution to the marriage.
Choice. He made that choice when he married.
So did she.
No, my boy. No.
Y'all married. Listen, okay. As a married dude...
I'm not married, so I can't speak to
okay, you. There we go. As a married dude, we marry each other.
That's what I'm saying, though.
And when you decide, when any one of us decide that we don't want to be married, whether it's one of us or both of us...
But that's what
I'm saying. Which is what it is at that point.
But that's what I'm saying. Now,
women get spousal support. Mary J. Blige is whack-ass dude.
We're not going to talk about my dad.
Got his spousal support or whatever, but I'm not gonna talk about dudes getting spousal support because you should be able to hustle up your own shit.
It's still the same equivalent.
But if nobody's he didn't get 100 million.
Oh no,
I don't understand. I think the thing why I'm missing you is where 100 million is not an acceptable amount just because he has more. Like if Jeff Bezos' wife getting what she got is the standard.
So my thing is, she's been getting the pie the whole time, right? A pie is still a pie, right? A whole pie. If I brought you, if you're asking for dessert,
my,
you're like, what's
my pie?
A pie is a pie. You're like, I didn't ask mine. You want a slice of pie. I asked you, did you want the whole pie?
You no, like, we didn't ask you that.
We'll take the pie instead of the slice because it was so good. Why now, when shit done with, is a slice sufficient when clearly you've been serving and asking for the whole pie the whole time?
Why? We ain't together no more.
That's so wild.
We ain't together no more. I can't go get a wolf.
This is stupid.
I can't go get no more wolf. You got properties, you got vehicles, you getting $239,000 a month that you don't have to do anything for.
Is that, was that all accounted for in the divorce settlement?
No, that's only the spousal support. Not talking about a damn entertainment allowance, a clothing allowance, the kids allowance, the schooling allowance, and all of that stuff. Not talking about him taking care of the properties that they still have.
For everything you're saying that 100 mil is supposed to cover everything you're talking about when this woman has been getting the pie the whole time. That
can she still work?
It's not that she asked for the fucking pie. You gave her the whole pie. And now you're saying, bitch, now you get a slice. What the fuck? You gave me all this shit.
True. We're not together anymore.
You still gave it to me. Why the fuck are you asking for me to only have this slither?
We're not together anymore. Understand that part.
So why?
We're not together.
Sign these dads on pieces of paper to split shit as they came. This is what I just don't get it.
She didn't come with 100 million.
Shit.
She ain't come with no beats. She ain't come with no rhymes. She came with a lawyer degree and she can still be a lawyer and she's still getting this money that she don't have to work for.
It's 100 mil spousal support or just divorce, period.
That is what the total amount as of right now is, how it's kind of working its way out. But 100 million, if you burning through 100 million, if that's not enough.
Me, based upon what you're saying, multiple houses, multiple cars, multiple this, it's like at this point I have to liquidate just to make sure that my kids are going to be straight.
Why? You still,
his fucking degree. Has she been using it? Can we say that her dang on practice is practice?
But she wasn't good.
Shit. So that's going to be a minor debt.
But she don't have to work anymore.
Why wouldn't she have to work anymore? How?
Do you have to? If you get another, true.
How do you know how fast?
Like, look.
Oh my God.
Do I know how fast you can spend 100 million? Do I know how fast you can spend $239,000 in a month?
$100? Shit, now.
Huh?
$100 goes fast.
Hold on.
How fast?
Hold on. So, $239,000 a month. $239,000 a month.
We got a check mark that says she built nothing towards Aftermath Empire. I signed to Interscope. I seen it. She a stay at home wife washing clothes and still got 100 mil. Yikes.
Okay. So listen, if you're not with the person, that don't mean you get a chance to keep that lifestyle. That shit is over with. That dream, that fairy tale is over. Downsize. Let the kids come stay with him so that they can continue having that lifestyle that they had.
That's so harsh.
That's a bad idea?
That's harsh on a mom, though. They love it. Like, hey, I can't give it to you. Dagging.
So,
hey, you guys have to get out of my house.
The $239,000 on top of a house that's paid for, that's going to be paid for, on top of vehicles that she don't have to buy.
Thing is, nobody's saying that this has all been included, though.
This is what it is. This is a settlement.
But once you pay all of that off, what is she left with?
He's paying that.
Okay, but it's him paying it off and the 100 mil?
Yeah, he's paying that and that. She's fine. She should be fine.
That she was getting 100 mil and that was it. I haven't kept up with the story. It's not my life. I don't give a fuck.
I'm just saying, in general, this is what happens. It happens a lot.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you before you fucking divorce me, period.
She got comfortable with the lifestyle, and when the relationship ended, she felt entitled for things she ain't had things to do with. That happens.
I mean, I understand that it happens, but my thing.
So, okay. Can I ask you a question?
Women have got to stop allowing, and men have to stop allowing for the lifestyle to interfere with the actual lifestyle that they're supposed to be living. Stop, stop doing the extras. If the person came into this one way, you accepted them into your life. It's not that they interfered and said, hey, let me get in here. Hi, I'm just trying to sell you some insurance. Like, no, this person was clearly living their life how they were comfortable.
So you should we
into it?
I got a question about that. Should we keep them at that point so that you don't get, so you don't get wrapped up in this lifestyle? So we treat you like, you know, whatever, however it was you came into the relationship, let's, if you came from an apartment, I'm going to buy an apartment and then we're going to come stay.
Hold on one second. What did she contribute? Are you kidding?
I mean, he was Dr. Dre prior to 24 years ago. That part, we can't say that did not take place. He was Dr. Dre. The Chronic happened forever ago. But there's no way, there's nothing that's gonna say that, all right, when I meet somebody and I'm making,
I don't know, that shit just be so messy to me. It's just like, I just don't know. It's just like, now that shit, his love has died, this person that you brought onto your boat needs to be casted away. It's just, I don't know. I'm not saying that the whole pie is efficient, but to say like you get a slither is just wild to me. When clearly you saw this person X, Y, and Z. I'm not saying keep this person around for a lifetime, but if you have children involved and it has to be an equal household, I don't know. And this person wasn't able to, they're not using their degree because you told them they didn't have to, because you wanted to set them up for the lifestyle you wanted them to have. It's not like the person was saying, I need this. Nor were we in the room. The person said that, I need this. But at the same token, if this person is your husband and they're trying to give you everything, and this is supposed to be the person who death do us part, it's like, damn, now it's just, it just doesn't compute to me.
Okay, it's for a lot of these marriages that don't end up working out to death do us part, it is to death do us part until it doesn't.
Oh, so much. Bring my man.
James, you got a shirt on, bro.
Put your clothes on, cause brother.
And so, like, that's the reality of it. Like,
her life, you bring her onto your boat, and it's like, hey, this is a yacht. Get on. Nah, I'm cool in this paddle boat. Nah, I want you to live a yacht lifestyle. But as soon as some shit go wrong, castaway. It's like,
what are you supposed to keep you on the yacht?
Don't understand, bitch. Well, put me on the help list. I don't understand.
Are you supposed to stay on the yacht? Because here's the deal: if the woman was the breadwinner in that situation, there's not going to be a situation where there are people that's like, you know what? Just keep him on the yacht, baby girl. Like, no, make him go figure it out. He ain't act right, or she ain't act right. They didn't want to make this work anymore. And so, yes, somebody has to get off the yacht. It's his, though.
So fucked up. I just don't
When it's hers, it's not going to be so messed up. But yes, when it's his, it is.
That's why even as people, as messy as that situation was between Mary J. Blige and my ex-cousin-in-law, I'm just like, he asked us out to support, but you brought him on to your situation. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I don't know. Yeah, the helpless. You heard what I said. I'm just like, I just don't know. This is why divorces be so messy, and I just hate it. I hate the word divorce. I hate that shit. I hate people who have to go through it. I hate people who have been through it. It's just so messy. It's like, who gets what? What gets who? It's just like, damn, you, oh, I was there. No, you weren't. Like, you are, I, no, no, no. It's just bad. I just don't know. It's so combative. It's a war. It's so ugly. It brings out the ugly in individuals. It brings out the self-worthiness. Oh, I'm ordained to this. Or you, I feel like you should get this piece of the pie. Like, it's just so ugly. I hate fucking divorce for this reason. Because it's like, it's pointing fingers at both people versus at one another, at yourselves. Like, what did you contribute to even get here to say, damn, in all this ugliness, is this really enough contributing to the fact that I brought you on to, like I said, said yacht, even though you were doing okay with your own situation, and I asked for you to be my wife in hand in marriage. I took you out of your situation and put you into mine to say, now go back where the fuck you were, where you came from. I just don't know. That's the part that doesn't sit well with me, regardless of what their marriage was about, what it is. I just know that my grandparents that literally died behind one another, I know that their shit was never perfect. Shit was taboo back in the day. You just really didn't know what was going on between old people's marriages or whatever the shit that they put up, said children that really wasn't theirs, or somebody who has a kissing cousin, or dealing with the fact that somebody's auntie fucking with somebody's cousin. Like, you just never heard about that shit, and they just separated in peace. Now I just feel like money just contributes to so much for so many marriages that nobody can see the person that they actually married from the beginning. And it's just hurtful. It's hurtful.
Part of it is that marriage has changed from the times of our grandparents, from a loving relationship in which there was the fight to make this work.
That's what I'm saying.
To it being now, hold on 1 second for me, please. To it being a situation in which it is a business decision for a lot of people now. For a lot of people, marriage is a business decision. Is this person going to help me get to my goals? Is this person going to be that person that's not going to stab me in my back when I get to a certain place? Is this person not going to try to take me for all I have? Now, in this situation, when you have a celebrity that's making this amount of money, a particular amount of money, that person, whether it's the woman or the guy, is the vulnerable person in this situation. Not necessarily the one that doesn't come in with as much. Because at the end of the day, despite the fact that both people put in to this marriage, especially if it went on for 24 years. Most people on the Hollywood side of the game, most people don't make it that long. When you make it to the 24 years, it was a lot that went into that. Both sides. No, I don't feel like anybody is completely innocent in this situation. But when it's time for it to split, there was, at the end of the day, there was one person that was doing XYZ that we all know about, and there was one person doing ABC that we don't know a whole lot about. But when it's all said and done, the one that was not necessarily that number one breadwinner, it's going to be a level of come up, even if they're not still getting that same amount of, they're not experiencing that same lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You take it back, what, you know, 24 years, like, she's going to get, there's not a specified amount of time that she's going to receive this spousal support. So since they've been married so long, she's going to get it for a minute, unless she remarries or gets into a domestic relationship in that way. Right. But these people, I mean, as long as she decides not to get married or enter in a domestic partnership, she's going to be getting said amount of money for a long time that she does not have to do anything for. And so whether her lifestyle, I don't know what he was saving and what they were spending on a day-to-day basis, on a week-to-week basis, or a year-to-year basis. But if it was anywhere close to $239,000 a month, then she's still there. Her rent, whatever it is, her mortgage, which she shouldn't have to pay, cars that she don't have to buy, all she got to do is live and then turn around and make this situation, whatever her situation is at the end of the day, work. So they might look at Bezos' wife as she not getting enough. They might have looked at Juanita Jordan as she didn't get enough. Whatever that enough money is, that enough amount is, nobody knows. But it's more than what most of them had before.
I see your point.
Like, we all wanted all to work out. We wanted to work out. Everybody, nobody gets into marriage to be like, you know what, except for Janet Jackson. Yeah, I'm going to throw that out there. Except for Janet Jackson, who after 5 years, if we get divorced, then I'm going to get this bread. You remember that? That was a marriage that we knew was going to end 5 years and 1 month later.
It was on her bucket list.
It's going to get this bread. And so, at the end of the day, it kind of is what it is. Like I said, I told my wife I had zero plans on us to ever having a divorce. Zero plans.
Because that's going to be like...
Go ahead.
We don't. A lot of people don't have as much money as they do, and they are divorcing for less. And I just feel like that aspect of fighting is no longer there because people are trying to live up to stature for social media and people's approvals and things of that nature. So I feel like it's another show for another day because clearly I'm not married, and I have not been married, nor have I been wedded. But I just feel like that's something that we need to talk about, is because that, and I really want your wife on the show to be able to speak her piece too. So that we have an understanding, like from both spares, that is like, these are the questions that us singles are asking. These are the questions us singles are trying to understand, because it's like, what is it that allow for people to be married at least umpteenth years? Some people aren't even making past their first year, but here they are struggling and divorcing no sooner than the pandemic is over. So it's just like, who's to say that somebody who came in with just a little bit less is now making a little bit more, that they don't feel like they're not earned that piece of pie because they had to deal with the fact that they didn't have said money when they were originally together. It's just a
not
lot.
Not about that.
That's why I said it's a lot of things, but you know what? It's already 10:30 and my phone is dying.
Yeah, not about that, but hey, you know what? Yeah, we might pick this thing back up, you know, at a later date. We probably do need to get another married person on there, but I would like to talk to somebody who has been divorced. Like, my parents are divorced. My parents divorced. It wasn't cool. It was tough. I know it was tough. I was 11 at the time, but it was tough.
If I cancel out, it's not my fault.
Yeah, and so, you know, it is what it is. Go ahead. You got anything you want to plug before we get on about here?
If you're not following your girl, you know, at TRU627, that's Instagram as well as Twitter. Make sure you're following my Just Beat It page, which is Just Beat It 627 on Instagram as well as TikTok. I swear I'm gonna start adding some stuff to there as well as Twitter. But definitely, this was a great topic to have, and I feel like we just definitely need to continue it for next week.
Yeah. And listen, good people, have me on the next show. I bet, James, next Monday, I'm locked in. You for real, brother? We gotta catch up anyway. We gotta catch up anyway. But yeah, good people, go ahead and follow your boy on Instagram at 710 The Slickville Show. Also, for any of your apparel needs, go ahead and holler at your boy at the 710 Print Shop. And for any of your real estate needs, hit me up at J.H. Brown, the Realtor. So we can go ahead and get y'all squared away. I appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. I hope you all had a great and happy new year. Shout out to this Human Chico sweatshirt that I just got that I made from the 710 Print Shop. But look, good people, until next time, man, y'all be safe. Yo, we kind of got a little kind of got a little heated. I'll be excited to listen to this show back. I knew it was gonna get to that point, man. But I appreciate everybody for tuning in and hanging out with us this evening. You know, it got real out here, but I knew it would. This is the way to start off the new year. And so, listen, I want everybody. Find three people within this next week and let them know that you want them to win. We all need some wins in 2022. And so, good people, y'all go ahead and I want everybody to win, yo. I want y'all to win. I want everybody to eat. I'm excited about what this year is about to bring. And so, listen, man, until next time, man, y'all be safe out in these streets, yo. Stay warm, stay safe, and I'm out.